Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom, KNLI Radio. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. And I tonight want to talk about just life in general, how this country is afraid to expand. But what I'm really starting to understand is the people that are running the work and the head of everything, they're too immature to move us forward. And I've really discovered that over the last week. Since 2003, actually. But I'm really discovering it this week because I still work as an electrician because it's just what I do. And it's just what it is and nothing more. But here's the thing. We do things that are just kind of simple things, but anymore we get caught up in stuff. Because what's happening now, I'm working on a job here in Utah right now, and we have the main electrical contractor is Truland Electric, and they're blaming the hands for all the trouble, and that's what's wrong with America. We either blame the rich or we're blaming the poor. It doesn't matter. We're all taking the blame. And like on this job, they're blaming the hands. And we are 33% of the problem. And the other contractor is 33%, and they're 33%. Everybody's got a hand in the cookie jar. But we're so afraid to look in the mirror and see what isn't working on the job, we just keep doing the same thing. And that's how it is in real life. And then they brought a little headhunter out of Minnesota, or from back east, I should say, just to stir the troops up. And now the people are spending too much watching that guy and wondering what's going on and losing focus of the job. This is something I've really become to understand in my real life. When you focus only on the money, you're actually focusing on the outcome rather than the journey. And that's where we're at on this job, and that's where we're at in life. We're losing focus on our journey because we're afraid to expand through the situation. We want to stay the same in the mundane blandness that we've always lived in because we want to feel safe. And see, when the Cold War, when the industrial military machine started, everybody was in the comforts. The country was solvent. We had a lot of money. We could spend it. People were working. Well, that went by the wayside in the 70s, actually. And then it really became prevalent again through the Reagan era. And, well, it's been kind of prevalent ever since. When you spend more money trying to control the world than expanding the world, you become inept in innovation. And that's where this job is, and that's where the country is. We're inept in innovation. We're actually afraid to move forward in life. And we're actually afraid to do anything in life. Because it's uncomfortable. And see, the corporations, during the beginning of the military-industrial complex in the 60s, they got so comfortable with government money, and the politicians have become so comfortable with corporate donations, we forgot the people. And it's just a thing. It isn't nothing against anybody, but it's just a thing that we have to expand out of, through, and into a new paradigm of getting it done. And, you know, when you're focusing on everything that's wrong with somebody else or something in life, like this company is focused on the hand. They can't see their own challenges. And is the job set up to do right? I don't know. It's none of my business. But what my business is expanding the world. And whatever them companies are doing, it's time we get out of the corporate mindset into individualism. And individualism is I serve mankind, invigorating, superstar, magnificent intuition to move our lives forward. And that's what life is all about today. What new innovation that's really rocked the world has come forward? We went through the computer boom. Now there's apps, but they're for individuals, and they're doing things just for that. You know, life gets more entertaining when you're running down the road, going around the 10-mile-an-hour curve at 90-mile-an-hour, and you come out the other side on two wheels. It gets a little hairy in the middle sometimes, but you can actually move your life forward. And that's what we're doing today, is we're moving the world forward with personal innovation. That's what neurolinguistic innovation is. It's internal innovation. And most people, you know, are so stuck in everything, they forget to be something of something else. The world thinks we have, and when a country becomes a superpower, we become know-it-alls. The more we become a know-it-all, the less we really know. And that is really what's going on right now. We are caught up in everything but our own business. And we really, really forget to move life forward in a new way because we're stuck in the old way. And if you listen to all the money shows in the world, they're always saying work, 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 job, job, job. None of them are talking about individual innovation. And that's you. You and me. We're going to move the world forward. And it's really I, and I is everybody. Kind of like a motion path, an innovation. Everybody that's into it, say I. So the whole world just said I. And that's where we're really, really starting to hook up and move forward. But we're so afraid of ourselves. The biggest fear we have is us. Ain't that something? We fear our own talents more than we fear anything else in the world. And if we cannot read it in a computer now, we're not going to play the game. And that is for sure. We are afraid to play the game of success because we have to confess, I don't know. That's what we're really fearing here more than anything else in the world, is I don't know. That's the biggest fear in the world, to say, I don't know. But we do know. And we do understand. But we really, really, really shy away from it because we don't know what we're afraid of. All we know for sure is we're afraid of something. But we're more afraid of what society is going to say about us than anything in the world. You know, society can say whatever they want because they're going to anyway. So what? Let them say it. Get it out of the way, because does society pay your bills? Did society make any choices in your life? No, but they sure intervene with them. And that's what really goes on here. Just like this job. The main contractor's afraid to make a decision and look in the mirror and say it was me. And then the union and everybody else involved has to look in the mirror and say it's me. And I have to look in the mirror and say, and ask, am I always doing everything? Probably not. Well, let's just be honest. No, I'm not. because, you know, I let my egotistical arrogance get in the way, and that's what the world has right now. The egotistical arrogance of the world is getting in the way of our own grandeur and our own wealth and success. Now, once you open your eyes to this, you can see it just as plain as day. I know I can see it as plain as day. And I really look at myself in this stuff, and I really have to be open to say, yeah, it's me. I have some challenges in my life. So when I focus on my challenges, I get to let go of everybody else's. Ain't that something? And, you know, my challenges probably aren't as big as everybody else's, so I don't get to glamorize them and live on the stage and play underdog right in the last minute and rescue Miss Polly Purebred. Now, it's look it in the mirror and just say what it is. That's what it's all about. You know, I've got something else going on in my life, but, you know, all the challenges I have don't matter. Because I don't know what the world, but I do understand I have the sand to expand through it. And that's the biggest thing in life, is to expand through it. Into it, beyond it, and live in the Horican cores free of competition. That's where life is really experienced. But you know, the world today is facing challenges because of individual innovation is slacking. And you know, this started right after, well, probably started before I even noticed. The schools have become slack on a lot of things. But I'm also going to say this. If kids did what I did, they would probably be in a reformatory. Because the kids used to be able to have mischievous fun. And then when you screwed up, you had to go help the person you did something to. They always like to look you in the eye and say, ha, ha, ha. Then the humiliation of going over and helping them. And then by the end, everything was okay. We all get mad at everything because that's what we do, because getting mad is the quickest little way to handle everything. And when the one that cracks me up is you don't want to make me mad, because when somebody says, yeah, you don't want to make me mad, that's because they fear their own knowledge. And that's what that's all about. But getting back to life, life is liberty, infusion, intrepid. Life is liberty, innovation, free-flowing, enterprising energy. That's what life is. But we're so hooked on something else that we try to live down to what the society wants us. And actually, if you get to thinking about it, people are living down to what the media thinks of them. And people with college, medication. We're too college medicated to get out of this situation, because we cannot punch all the statistics into a computer and come out on a new way of thinking. And as you're looking at life, life becomes an energy. And when you let go of seeing of all the struggles, because God and the universe, I think all the sources in the world have a, in the universe, they have a real, real sense of humor. They like to see us dance in strife to see if we got the wittiness to move forward. You know, it takes a wit, and that's wisdom, innovation, tantalizing, intrepid motivation to move forward. And that's what we're doing today. When people shy away from their own talent, say this person's more talented, well, they are. You know, people that become the superstars, they had to go through some humble pie somewhere in their life. And we all have to eat some humble pie, because we got to feature that egotistical arrogance. And right now, a recession is a featuring of egotistical arrogance, reminding us of our poverty consciousness to move our lives forward. And as they move forward, they really expand people's lives. You know, it's accepting the responsibility when something in your life or even on a job or a business is going awry and you look at everybody but you, that's why you pool in your stew of simple, silly torment, expecting worthless ideas to become forward. When you quit pulling in the stew and start opening your eyes to seeing, it's your choices, and everybody is actually magnetized by your energy, and they're putting that forward in your business and in your daily life. And that is where life, where people really open up to new paradigms. When you quit looking outside of you and start looking inside you, that's when life becomes a newborn way to live. And that, somewhere over the rainbow, is where our wisdom awaits. It's letting go of the mundane stuff that we think we have to go through just to be there, because that's what society told us, and I was taught that in school. Well, the mundaneness of school has really taught me how to be a follower and thinking that whoever I work for commands my life, and that's not true. They may have my attention for 10 hours, but they do not control my life. I control my life, and when I open my eyes to see that, I expand through everything. And as we're going through life, we get so caught up in talk, and then we start believing what everybody tells us about ourselves, we forget to listen to the person inside. And that's called freeing the inner mechanism. When you free that inner mechanism to let go of the blowhards of your life and open up to your own stout clout, you will move your life forward in a new way. That is for sure. But when you allow outside sources to control your life, and do I? Yes. Whoever says they don't is really, really fooling themselves. It's how you allow them to do it. You know, sometimes that outside world has a little wisdom. You know, up until I was 25, I didn't think my parents really knew anything. And ever since the day after 25, they're some of the wisest people I ever know. And that's what life is all about, is letting go of everything you know, to say, I don't know, to blow and go in rainbow brilliance, to see the world in a sharp new paradigm of peace, prosperity, allowing your prayers and your meditations and your inner self to expand, because in silence, wisdom speaks. When I talk, I squawk a bunch of babbling BS, and I've caught myself at that lots and lots of times. And something else I've really expanded into is I really cannot talk about anybody else but me, because the words I speak are me, and the thoughts I think of somebody else are me. So if I don't want to think bad of myself, I better really start looking in the mirror and getting way more positive there. There is some work for me to do there. Not work. There is some letting go, let God, and expand through. And that's the secret. Whenever you're in a tight situation, it goes like this. I don't know. I let go. I let God. I expand through, out, and beyond into my galvanizing gusto, because I at least genuine, utopian, sapient, tantalizing, omnipotent, opulent opportunities to open up my cascading cash flow to glow in the genuine, lively, omnipotent, omniscient, winning ways I choose to experience. That is what life is all about. Winning experiences. And when we let everything control us and think the world is against you, The world is going to teach you patience, whether you like it or not. And that is one, if I ever win the game of patience, I will win my game of life more and more and more. Because I understand the game of confusion, but it's the game of patience to allow the confusion to become wisdom. That's where life is really experienced and really glamorized in your daily life. Because you open up your listening prowess to say, I'm in the flow of the glow, unleashing my galvanizing, lively, omnipotent wisdom. To sail around the, sail my oceans of opulence, to live my copious utopia in a picture-perfect way. See how them words open you up to play the game? When you play the game, you're unleashing your genuine, astute, magnetized emotional energies to move the world forward. And that will open you up to play the game because you understand the game. And when you're playing the game, you're letting go of the mundane. That is something that the world is waiting for you to show, is to unmask the mundane as a task. As a taskmaster, and open up the task to unmask that genuine, lively utopian within you. And everybody says utopia leads to something else. But if you're in the right blissful mindset, that utopia, you'll stay with you forever and ever and ever. The only one that has to live in the turmoil of life is you. And that's what is being generated in the world. We think by causing pain. We've been taught this for the last 5,000 years. As long as I have people in pain, people respect me. Well, that don't happen that way. It really happens the way we choose it to happen. And that's what my CDs at Freedom of Speech Publishing will be coming out and really expand who you are. Because we really have to let go of a lot of stuff in order to move forward. It's by letting go, let God, I expand, because I have the sand to understand. I am an undaunted, newborn, determined, enterprising, revolutionary, saying, speaking, tantalizing, astute, newborn decrees, to be free in the inner spree, because I celebrate life in a brand new way today, because I unleashed the capiche of who I am. And see, that will allow you to really move your life forward and really get into your own innovation. And the reason I love innovation, just feel your chest area when you say in. It says in. Ovation. It's like you're from the inside, you put the omnipotence out, and the world gives you a standing ovation. It's really an innovation. I'm getting a standing innovation for myself on my inside. That is something people really have to open up, and you have to open up to see that. And that's what let go, let God expand and say, I don't know, because when I'm in, I don't know. I'm in the know because I'm letting go of my egotistical arrogance to expand the sand of my superstar avatar, nurturing determination to show the world I do encompass a grit, get, and go to flow in genuine cascading cash flow today because I let go of what I know to say I don't know to play the game of life. Understanding I won my game of life because I live in the moment, freeing emotional energy to unleash the synergy of success because I am success in action. Today and every day I play this game because I am the man with a plan to run, to let go and have the fun I decide because I am the chooser to be the winner. I choose to let go of the loser within to choose to expand the sand to understand life is lived in the moment. So at least I vow to wow the world with wisdom because I am who I am.
I'm in the flow of the go, unleashing the cascading cash flow, filling my prosperity account, because I am the person with the plan. And when I plan, I pray, my prayers open up peace. Peace opens up prosperity. Prosperity is the land, my promised land of success, because I played in it. Because I chose to engage in my daily encounters with a listening prowess to expand the wow within, to open my woo to see who I am in the mirror every morning, every night, and understand I am a wealthy man because I play the game of life in a sharp new way. And when you let go, let God expand, you become freer on the inside. And if you take the word change out of your life and use the word expand, your life does become easier and becomes more fun, and to enjoy life in every way. And I am Rob Wilson, Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com, and my phone number is 702-755-9410. And all my CDs and stuff will soon be released by Freedom of Speech Publishing. And I really appreciate all the listeners and all the guests I've ever had. They're all very kind, and they're all very dear to me, because my intention in the world is to expand people into unleashing their own innovation when they let go of the fear of who they are, because they are the avatar of who they are in their heart. Their heart shines, their mind finds the universe with wisdom. And that, I am Robert Allen Wilson. And thank you for listening. And I will be here Thursday night, and I will be doing the show myself. And next week I have Kathleen Harburg, and I will, I don't know who's going to play Thursday night, but I'll have a guest by then. Anyway, everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you later. And everybody have a very, very merry rest of the week. And good night.